Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 196 of Little Movie Talk. I 100% forgot, and I had to remember what you said last week.
I told Alex 10 seconds before we started the episode.
I forgot. I was in Alex land doing Alex things, living Alex's best life. What's going on, everyone? Here I have with me my peoples.
My peeps.
My peeps. You see them every week. Unless you don't. Here they are. We got Michael.
Hello.
And we got Braden.
Hello.
And we got Chris.
Hello.
There he is.
There we go. Look at that.
I tried to preempt that as well.
We're all here.
Still bad.
Yeah. We're dealing with some rough Australian internet here.
We're dealing with a laggy Chris, and we're trying our best to combat that.
So, if there's a gap and you're like, hey, Chris is about to start talking, or Chris has just finished saying something and we're about to start talking, there's a gap, just fill it with your own personal opinion on whatever we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no racial slurs. Yep. We don't like them.
No, none of that here, thank you.
Yes. Alrighty. Well. What's happening, my peep?
Now, there's a decent amount of stuff that I want to talk about this week. So I figure right into the footy talk.
Footy. Sorry, I didn't turn into Chris. I was confused.
Football.
What are we talking about with football?
Why are we talking about footy?
Football started.
Yeah, but I don't think we've ever spoken about football outside of me going, go Crows, any random time.
Okay, so, parting the kimono for a second, I didn't realize that footy had also started this week. I was trying to set up for Ted Lasso. I didn't realize that footy had actually started this week as well.
Nice. Footy started this week.
It did.
I'm not a
sportsman. That's why I was quite confused.
No, I'm not a sportsman.
Because we're just like, yeah, it did, but why are we talking
why are we
about
mentioning
that?
It? No, so, I didn't mean it like that. I meant
episode
Ted Lasso.
One of Ted Lasso, season 3.
Oh, here we go. Michael taking it by the reins.
That's about it. That's all I had.
Oh, that's it.
Are
we all delayed? What's going on?
Yeah, is everyone's internet absolutely fucked up, or are we all good?
No. We're all good. I hope.
My favorite thing here is that this is only going to be connection jokes for the visual, the YouTube listeners. Braden, the audio, you sync it perfectly, so it's going to probably be normal.
True. Yeah. Well, maybe we'll see how it turns out. I might be able to play with it a little bit to get
some lags. I don't
make it worse.
That'd be awful to line up.
Yeah, so that it's a little bit nicer.
Yeah, so, well, anyway, we'll talk about some Ted Lasso. Ted Lasso started again this week. Season 3 began, and it was a bit of a what's everyone been up to in the meantime episode, setting some things up that we're going to be facing this season. I'm not sure if the people here, namely Chris, has watched it, so I don't want to get too much into spoily stuff, but
I thought the 20-year time jump was a bit much.
That was a joke?
Yes. Okay.
Good.
Thank God.
No, I'm kidding. That was good.
Yeah. God. Have you watched it, Chris?
I have not. This is a good time to, if anyone has an Apple TV, they want to chuck my way. Audience or other hosts. There's that. That's...
You have my Prime. You have my Disney. What do
I have
you
a lot
want?
To offer right
what
now.
Else?
I have a lot to offer right now. I'm pretty sure I've got my own Disney right now and my own binge.
You have your own Disney?
Anyone need a binge?
Anyone need a train?
Sadly, I wish you told me that about 9 weeks ago and I would have hit you up on
it. I'll barter for an Apple TV.
See, I have to have my binge because WWE is exclusive to binge. So I can't have anyone just being like, oh, I cancelled binge 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'll be like,
that's
okay.
Fair.
Going on it today to watch a certain episode, something that I need to catch up on.
There's a lot on binge.
That's what I was going to say. There is a lot on binge. So I'm like, oh, I was planning on literally watching the episode and cancelling my subscription.
Ooh.
But I'm like, I might keep it around for a while now.
Was
it
The Last of Us?
Wrestling in the meantime too. I did watch The Last of Us. We'll get to that.
Okay.
Ted Lasso. No,
we've spoken about that, Michael. You're done.
I am. I was sick.
He's got the opinion Ted we Lasso. Want to hear. But yes, Ted Lasso.
Oh, he does. He does have the opinion we want to hear.
I can sort of, from what you told me the other day when we're hanging out, Toppy, about how the seasons always start and end with a certain thing, I can see, and then from a FaceTime that certain character has, I'm sort of, I don't want to say predicting, but I can just sort of see where the arc's sort of going to start coming in with that.
Yeah. For anyone who doesn't know, he hasn't picked up on it. The how Ted Lasso goes is that each season it opens and ends with a character's close up. So the season one ended with a close up on Rebecca, who's the owner of Richmond FC, and then season two opened up with Nate, and it closed with Nate, who had the biggest probably arc in season two.
Yeah.
So those are the two characters that had probably the biggest arcs in those seasons, and this season we open up with Ted. It's Ted's close-up, so we're going to get Ted's arc this season, which is very exciting, especially if we're this is due to be the final
last season
of Ted Lasso.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think from a from the FaceTime Ted has with his son, I think you can sort of, from a comment made, you can sort of see where maybe a bit of his arc's going to come in.
Yeah. Have you noticed that Ted Lasso is just Star Wars, by the way? Ted Lasso's just Star Wars.
I can't wait to see this season. I
hate.
No.
Do they start with Jabba's palace?
Yeah.
Nah. It's think about it. Rupert's the Emperor. Nate's Vader.
Yeah.
You got Ted. Turned evil.
He's the apprentice. Something's happening here.
It's Star Wars.
Me and Gemma watched episode one last night, and we finished off season. We finished watching her through of season two. We did skip the beard episode.
You got to skip the beard episode.
We did. It did take a little bit of convincing. She didn't quite understand when I was like, "No, it just doesn't matter." She didn't quite get that, but we skipped it.
It's the clubbing episode.
So, yes,
and absolutely no value to the show. And they only did it because they were forced to write two episodes last minute, because they originally ordered 10 and then they changed it to 12 after they'd written the show.
Yep.
The other one was a lot better, the Christmas one.
The Christmas episode, a lot better.
Yeah. Gemma's one comment was, I wonder if Nate's hair is actually grey.
It goes
grey so quick.
Slow. It goes grey slowly over the season.
Huh?
It slowly goes grey over the season.
Yeah. Well, obviously when you're watching only 10 episodes, it just happens happens very quick when you in times of the season. But apparently she did Google it, and apparently it's obviously
it's a wig.
No, it's yes, it's fake. But it's meant to symbolize obviously his sort of arc and going that. So as he becomes more angry and stuff, it goes grey. So I'm interested to see how him at West Ham's going to pan out. I'm going to see how interesting Richmond in the Premier League are going to be.
It's going to be good. It's going to be
There was also another thing I didn't really see happening, and that was the talk.
You knew that was coming from the end of last season.
Yeah, but I don't know. I didn't want to see it happen.
No, I think it's. I think it works. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Rose from the Widow.
But
yes. It's a great show. I'm very excited for everyone to start watching it.
I'm really excited. I just want all the episodes. I don't want to wait week to week.
Yeah, it's going to suck. Tomorrow the new one comes out.
Thanks.
Every Wednesday. Speaking of Apple TV, there's another show I'm watching on Apple TV that's aired its penultimate episode of this season. Of the first season this week, last week, and that was Shrinking.
Hey.
And I'm still going to stay because, you know what, it's been like 9 weeks now and no one's fucking listening to me. Watch Shrinking. Shrinking is great. This episode made me tear up in two separate parts.
Damn.
It is literally the next thing on the list after we binged Ted Lasso.
So people, watch Shrinking. Shrinking is fantastic. I'm not going to reveal anything, but Harrison Ford's great. Jason Segel's great. Watch Shrinking. That's it.
Yeah.
That's your PSA.
And everyone's going to go out one ear and out the other, isn't it?
No, I actually actively go out and search it out. I need to see if I even have Apple TV at the moment.
What? Apple TV is kind of the situation where they don't post a lot, but the stuff they post is quality.
Mm. Yeah. The thing, when I first got Apple TV to watch Ted Lasso, because I went through my PlayStation, I got like 6 months for like free or something.
Yeah.
So if you don't have an account, Braden, go through your PlayStation. They may still have that sitting there.
Yeah, nice. I'll have to do that. Because, yeah, Michaela and I still need to watch Ted Lasso. Obviously, there's, what, Severance on there?
Yeah.
Dan's been raving about For All Mankind.
Which
is a bit of fun.
Mythic Quest is on there.
Mythic Quest, yes. I need to get up to date with Mythic Quest. But yeah, there is a lot on there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot on there.
But yeah.
I'm really enjoying having things back to weekly releases. I think it's great.
Well, yeah, I need to probably watch Mandalorian, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm behind on Mando.
Do you guys want to know about Mandalorian?
Is it good?
In the most recent episode, you get a solid 10 minutes of the Mandalorian, and then they suddenly swap. And you know how in Book of Boba Fett we got those Mandalorian episodes?
Yeah.
This one's like if we got Andor episodes. So this one's a hidden episode of Andor, but obviously set a lot later than Andor the timeline. So you start, and it's a great spaceship battle for the first like 5 minutes of the opening, and then it comes up the Mandalorian, and then it takes you straight to a complete episode set on Coruscant and its own little story and character arc and development and mysteries that they're planting there. And then right at the very end of the episode, you get another like 4 or 5 minutes. Oh, wait, let's go back to Jin and Grogu and Bo-Katan and see what they're up to. Nice. And I mean, I'm interested in what's going to happen. I liked the episode. It was a bit different. But yeah. I think it has, the season has a lot more potential after this episode. I was really first two.
The reason I haven't rushed back was because that first episode was great.
Yeah.
I haven't even gone to watch it.
Yeah. If it's getting better as the season goes on, I will make an effort.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll let you know if this next episode is good. Then I would recommend it. Otherwise, if this next episode is meh, then
a friend did say it has gotten better.
Yeah, this most recent episode is definitely better.
Is not great.
Episode 2 is fine.
Okay,
like it's fine. You get a little bit more interesting stuff, but like it feels like it goes on a little too long. And then, yeah, episode 3 is kind of not an episode of The Mandalorian. It's more so, it feels like an episode of Andor. It's interesting.
Okay. I'm interested. That's got me back.
Yeah.
I liked Andor.
Yeah, exactly. Beautiful. Andor's great. Do we want to talk about the other new thing? Or do we want to talk about everything else that we've been watching? Because I feel like there's a lot of other stuff over there.
We should talk about the new thing. Some people might be here for the new thing.
Get the new thing while we're at the start.
Everyone's new favorite now vocal anti-vaxxer, Zachary Levi, is starring in a new film. It's the sequel to the 2018?
Sure.
First one from DC Comics. It's Shazam with Shazam, Fury of the Gods.
It's the sequel.
And it's a sequel to that one.
And guess what? If you like that one, you're going to feel the exact same way on this one.
Yep. It's the first one, but with higher stakes than the first one.
Higher stakes, bigger action, bigger story, bigger everything.
Yep.
Doesn't look like it's a bigger budget, but it's...
No, it feels like it's the same budget with a bigger scope, and that's got its own things. Obviously,
some people being really harsh on this film. I thought this film was a lot of fun. I never There was not one point in the film I went, oh, I'm watching this.
It didn't overstay its welcome. It wasn't trying to be like a 2.5 hour epic.
This was a bit of fun, and I enjoyed myself at the movies. Am I going to go see it again? No. Will I buy it on 4K? Probably not.
How long did it go for?
Just over 2 hours.
2:10? Okay. Yeah, I think around there. The only issue I have with the film is the exact same issue I had with the first film, is that I don't think that the actor playing Billy and the actor playing Shazam Billy, I don't think they ever meet, because they act completely different for playing the same character.
Yeah, Zachary Levi playing this kid, like Billy grown up. Like,
it's much more mature. Billy as a kid is much more mature than Shazam Billy.
Way more. Like, you look at this kid and they're saying, like, hey, yeah, he's about to turn 18. Like, he turns 18 in, like, the next year.
And still, it's
and then the, it like the second you get to Zachary Levi as Shazam version of Billy, you're like, this is a child.
Yeah.
There's a severe miscommunication there, but I mean, that's tough. Trying to get that right is tough. But I feel like that should have been a bigger priority for like what is basically the main part of this character.
Well, it was like an issue with the first one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was because he was still younger, but it was like, this is strange.
Yeah,
it's playing him very young. But
I agree.
Oh, I feel like this is a thing that I'm having with movies recently where we're getting a lot of stuff where it's like, hey, yeah, teenagers doing stuff and teenage characters and trying to make films that appeal to like teenagers and younger generation and stuff. But like 80s and like 90s references that kids these days wouldn't get. Like, I don't believe for a second that Billy Batson would wear a Goonies t-shirt.
He does wear a Goonies t-shirt. He'd probably wear a Goonies t-shirt.
Really? Because, like, he also...
Like, that's not, like, the most obscure reference.
They're also pretty poor. It could be a hand-me-down.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess there as well.
Like, I feel like if they were just whipping out some, like, random ass, like, 80s references, like, real niche, then maybe. But, like, well, I mean, Goonies is a pretty big
What did you think
thing.
About the suit change?
What was that?
What do you think about the suit change? Oh, I did have a picture lined up here, but it's decided to go away.
Ghosted you.
Here it is. What do you think about the suit change?
I mean, the suit change, it's, again,
is the lighting bolt just dull, like, not as shiny?
No, it's not like
it's not as big of a muscle suit as
I think he just got muscly.
Yeah, it's like Zachary Levi just got fitter. Yeah. And then they went, okay, yeah, let's calm down on how like cartoony it looked. It looks a bit more like rugged and it looks more Snydery, which is interesting. The state of DC at the moment is a real mess because we've had what was the last one that came out and had Black Adam.
Bladham was bad though.
Bladham and
I would watch this before I'd watch Black Adam again.
Oh yeah, I'd happily watch this over Black Adam, but like it's got the same thing where it's like, are we going into a new universe or are we like gripping at like clawing our way to hold on to this one for as long as possible?
James Gunn announced that everything that was filmed for the film was filmed before he was put in charge.
That makes 1,000% sense.
Yeah, we've had the whole rumblings of Shazam 2 for quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So but there's a post credit scene that heavily involves something that James Gunn created for DC.
Yeah, that's a really interesting part. And I mean, obviously that also ties in heavily with Black Adam.
Well, it ties in with Black Adam, ties in with Peacemaker, ties in with the Suicide Squad, like all the things that James Gunn had something to do with.
Those are the things that I get interested in because it's like, what are they keeping and what's getting reset and what's getting pulled through? Like,
I don't think they know.
I don't think they know. It's fascinatingly strange. They did also announce that not only is James Gunn writing Superman Legacy, but he's also directing it.
You love that, Braden?
Oh, yeah. Michaela and I were hooting and hollering.
I like James Gunn.
I'm curious to see what it's like. I want to see if he pulls back on his James Gunn-ness or if he commits to making Superman in the style of James Gunn.
I just feel like he needs to get off Twitter.
Oh, 100%.
A lot of people need to do that.
Because someone... Oh,
that's screw social media. Honestly, if everyone got off social media, I think the world would be a better place.
Someone had a crack at him because he posted a photo of him and his wife together on the way to the Shazam premiere. Because he's the head of DC. The head of the film department of DC. So, of course, he's going to go. And someone on Twitter just commented on his photo basically being like, oh, do you cast your wife in all your films now? And he was just like, oh, the only film I cast her in was The Suicide Squad, man. He's just like...
Yeah, I was like, calm down.
Yeah.
I'm not Tim Burton. Calm down.
People just in general need to get off Twitter.
Yeah.
Like...
Bless.
On both sides.
Yeah. I thought back to Shazam 2, I thought the villains were pretty forgettable. Like,
I love Rachel Ziegler, so I will.
Was that the younger one?
Yeah, she's great.
She was
Maria
great.
From West Side Story.
Weirdly, Helen Mirren and Lucy Liu are really just sort of generic and really.
They're pretty bad.
Bland.
They're naughty. Though this film did one thing that I really like that they did that I feel like superheroes just don't do anymore, and that is just fucking kill random pedestrians.
Oh, yeah, like there's a lot of people who just get murked.
Yeah, like it starts off with the principal, he goes.
Oh, yeah, just immediately, and it's rough.
They control him, and they just make him walk straight off a roof.
It's brutal.
Yeah. And then at the end, there's just, like, these creatures that come out, and then they're just killing.
Like, a lot of people.
There was some cool creature design at the end.
Yeah, there's some... Like, that's the thing. This film, it tries to walk this line of being, like, a modern, like, superhero movie, but then it also leans into, like, really heavily, like, high fantasy, like, comic book elements. Like you get some weird shit in there, and it's fun and kooky and weird, and then you get thrown back into this plot of these Greek demigod women being like, "Hey, we're bad. Are we bad? One of us is really bad." Yeah.
I think it's people being a bit harsh on it. 53% Rotten Tomatoes is.
That seems harsh. Like, it made me laugh quite a bit. There's quite a few jokes in it that got me.
It did its job, in my opinion.
I can't remember them, but it got me giggling.
No, I also can't remember them.
Yeah, I can't remember. This movie is immediately blended in with Shazam 1 for me. I'll probably not go and seek it out again, but it was fine.
Yeah, it was fine. I thought it was a fun time in the movies.
Yeah. Take your nephew.
If I paid to go see it, I wouldn't be upset. I'll say that.
I'm glad I didn't pay for it.
I was high on it because I liked the first one, so at some point I will
go see it out
one way or another.
It's a bit of fun at the movies. Why not?
So, yeah, go see Shazam. Yeah, the first one's got a 90% Rotten Tomatoes,
Jesus,
by the way.
Jesus, that's this one's too got high.
50. Yeah.
That's and this wild. One's got 53. So.
Like I feel like that's the sort of reaction that everyone had when it first came out. But like, obviously, looking back at it, like the charm's worn off a little bit. Even me, I was pretty high on it, but I think thinking back on it, I think the charm's worn off a little bit. So you can probably drop from that. But if the second one's practically like the first one, then why is it higher? But
yeah, fair enough.
Bless. I've seen that it hasn't done incredibly well at the box office its opening weekend.
No, but like I think it's suffered from the fact that no one knows what the hell's going on at DC at the moment.
100%.
Because they're releasing the rest of these films, but
yeah,
they don't really matter.
I think the real
everything's just going to be kicked.
I think the real test
will be the Flash, in seeing if they can bring people in on the basis of like, this is us ending this universe and starting a new one. I think that'll be the test to see if people actually give a shit or not.
Hmm. Who asked to be screened The Flash the other day and they watched The Flash and they loved it? Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise asked for a screening of The Flash and they screened The Flash for him and he loved it.
Yeah, which is wild that Tom Cruise just went, yeah, I want to watch this movie, and then watched it and went, that's good.
So if Tom Cruise is saying The Flash is great, I'm kind of going to be there.
The man who saves cinema.
That was literally my comment, Brayden.
That was my comment. I was
and they gave him an Oscar. Well, they gave his film an Oscar. They didn't give him an Oscar. He didn't rock up.
Bless. Oh, man. So, yeah, Tom Cruise, it'll be interesting times.
And what have we done for you? Nothing.
The DC mess.
We owe Tom Cruise a pretty big debt. Tom Cruise saved cinema, guys.
So he did save cinema. All right.
And he'll be saving it again.
He did.
In July.
Let's go into a bit of a free-for-all of everything else we've been watching and other things worth mentioning. Because I'm curious, because Chris has been quiet, obviously with his internet being terrible.
That's right.
Chris, would you mind jumping in? That wasn't too big a delay. That was fine.
That was pretty good.
Okay, maybe we're back. I did lose video.
He actually just
a little time in there, but okay.
It sounds like you're good.
He's actually just guessing really well at everything we're going
to
say.
You're talking over us in your headphones.
Yeah, I just preempt everything. I give it a good 5-second head start.
Yeah, perfect. Just keep going with that. Now, you told us that you've been watching something, but then didn't tell us what it was before we started recording, and now we're all Son very curious.
I've been watching something very exciting on Binge, and it's become a little guilty pleasure of mine.
Ooh.
And that's the Great British Bake Off.
Perfect.
I love it.
Has anyone caught that before?
Oh my god!
I've seen it before whilst homesick.
Yeah. Noel Fielding hosting, which you might know from The Mighty Boosh, and he's hilarious. Mm. And then
is he from the IT Crowd as well? Is that what I'm thinking
Sorry?
Of? Noel Fielding. Am I?
He's the real emo looking dude.
Long hair.
Yeah, he's from IT Crowd as well.
The vampire.
Yeah.
Yes, correct. And it's also the one part of that comedy, that British comedy duo that made Little Britain.
What's his name?
Yeah.
The bald, the short bald one.
The short one, yeah. The one that's in Community.
Yes.
So yeah, it's this really wholesome show, and they got British people from all walks of life, just coming together for a baking competition, and it just feels so much more genuine than compared to MasterChef or something, because they're doing all this crap with the the lightning rounds and the elimination rounds and the suspense, build the suspense. It's just about baking. And, at the end of an episode, sometimes someone goes home, sometimes someone doesn't. It's just when they go, okay, we really think this person is being outclassed here, so they're out.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
Very wholesome.
It is. So each episode, they do 3 challenges, and whoever stands out gets to be, gets a little prize that week. And obviously, it's narrowing down of the people that are left. So it's very interesting. And the two hosts, they play off each other so well, and it's really funny, and the whole thing's just wholesome and beautiful and funny.
I don't think that's a guilty pleasure, Chris. I think that's just a really nice thing that you were allowed to enjoy.
I need to check people. This out. This sounds
great.
I haven't even mentioned the baking. The baking's amazing. Okay, so
don't get me started on the baking.
So
these fucking cakes, mate.
Yeah, each episode they do something which they can kind of make their own, and then they do a technical challenge where they have to recreate something perfectly, some rare biscuit, which doesn't it sound fun already?
Does it make you hungry?
Yes, it does. It's a nice one to sit down with some cookies and milk with, for sure.
And just go, God, these cookies and milk are shit compared to what they're making.
Yeah, these British people sure know how to bake. But God, they have awful teeth.
Maybe it's from all the baking.
Probably all the sugar.
Chris, what is the percentage of old white ladies as contestants?
So there's, I want to say 3. But there's one kind of like traditional kind of grandma like character, and she's lovely to watch. And she's like she pulls him out of the hat sometimes. Like she'll just get this win out of nowhere, and it's like, yeah, she's got the skills. You know, she's been in that in that kitchen baking away.
She did her time.
Exactly. Like she'll come out with this like real advanced stuff. And then there's another older like mum who's much more like, you can tell she's had like 3 or 4 kids. You know, she's like, she's got pink hair. She's a bit more like funny. She gets along with Noel really well. And their interactions are really funny and really beautiful. And she's great as well. But she does some kind of like, you know, the vibey stuff. You know, she's doing like all these fluorescent stuff. She's really cool. And my favorite guy is this big jolly man from Poland. And he has an amazing accent. And he quickly became my favorite.
Nice.
Yeah.
So he's your favorite to win. I'm assuming this is what, like season one?
Yeah, this is the first season on Binge, which is season 13.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I was about to say, because the hosts are like, they're newer hosts.
Yes. So I don't know if this is a revival of the show. And it used to be maybe a lot more like boomer friendly, because this one's definitely like much more, aimed at young people with the hosts. Like, yeah, it's much
more modern,
easier to get into.
I do think it used to be one of those like daytime granny shows. I think, from like memory. I feel like when they've come on, as I'm perusing Foxtel on a sick day,
it's so good.
It started back in 2010.
Okay, so there's a few of them that get along with Noel straight away, but obviously he's a bit weird. And then, like, you could tell just a few episodes in that they're all just, like, fully along with his humor, and they're, like, you know, doing banter with him. It's just
nice.
It's beautiful. And the contestants all love each other after, like, the first episode, and they're all hugging and crying, and we love to see it.
Complimenting each other on their
bacon. It's so sweet. And, then like, the Polish guy runs over to help. You know, with this Polish accent, like, you have nothing to present, I will help. Oh, it's amazing.
Bless.
Yep.
I will quickly plug, there's a new comic coming out called The Great British Bump Off, and it's basically a murder mystery whodunit, but set at the Great British Break Off.
Very nice. That's
fantastic.
Yeah, so you can get that at Greenlight Comics.
Yeah.
But I'll jump in very quickly, because I've also binge watched an entire reality show with Michaela, a competition show over on the Netflix.
Ooh.
Where there's a bunch of stuff at the moment recently.
But we still haven't watched Paddington 2.
We watched Paddington 2.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Paddington 2. That's this guy.
Yeah, you can shit on Michael as much as you want. Michaela and I did our time. We enjoyed that movie.
Good.
We watched season 2 of Next in Fashion came out, which is where a bunch of fashion designers do a lovely competition and present looks each episode. Each episode is themed in a different thing, like the Met Gala or like thrifting or whatever. It's hosted by Tan France, who was one of the people on Queer Eye on Netflix.
Okay.
And they've got a new co-host in this season, and it's Gigi Hadid, who I knew nothing about before watching the show. Turns out she is incredibly wholesome and incredibly down to earth, and I would never have guessed that.
Who is Gigi Hadid?
So good for her. She's great, and I highly recommend.
She was dating one of the One Direction dudes, I remember.
Yeah,
that.
I think she was dating Zayn for a while.
She's attractive.
This is such a lovely show. It's so good. Next in Fashion, I highly recommend. Season 1 was great. Season 2, absolutely loved it. The contestants are all great. They all, again, they all love and support each other. And, like, it was twists and turns of not knowing who was going to make it through, and some, like, real big, like, upsets and surprises, which were great. And, yeah, by the end of it, it's a great season of competition TV show. And it's one of those things where, like, you're watching it and then, like, you're like, oh, I wouldn't have done that. Because, you know, you watch like, British Bake Off or Next in Fashion or that mixology show that Mikhail and I watched a couple months ago on Netflix. And, like, suddenly you're an expert and you're like, nah, I wouldn't make that drink with gin. I'd make it with something else.
I know.
Like,
how much of an expert are you now
I know everything about Sponge.
That's not
moist.
Could
you make me one then?
How to cut it, how to make it, how to mold it.
No, but he knows how to judge it, and that's the important
thing. Exactly, yeah. I know a perfect sponge from a bad, from a poor one, and a mediocre one as well.
Yeah.
He can make that sponge into anything. He's that good.
Yeah. Goddamn. But yeah, so I highly recommend that. I'm also hearing really good things about two other things on Netflix at the moment that I thought I'd plug in case anyone feels like they want to check them out. One being Physical 100, if anyone has seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Going around.
Have you not watched that? We talked about that the other week, didn't we?
Yeah. I think I brought it up. Yeah, because Physical 100 is apparently great, great fun. It's basically American Ninja Warrior meets, I don't know, Battle Royale meets just like a bunch of workout people all supporting each other.
And then there's just one white guy.
Yes. And then there's another one, which Netflix are just bringing over a bunch of stuff from Japan and Korea at the moment. There's another one that they've just put up there called Run for the Money. And the premise for this show is basically they get like a bunch of like comedians and celebrities and all this stuff. And they get put in a theme park, like an amusement park, theme park type area. And they run out and then they send in hunters to come get them. And they have to like avoid and hide and everything. And I've heard it's great fun. And they introduce some really silly stuff as you get further into it. But I'm hearing that it's good fun. Run for the Money.
I want to watch this 3-episode documentary on MH370.
Yeah. Ooh. I think my parents
I have
just
been
watched
seeing
that.
That pop up a bunch.
Yeah. I want to watch that because it's so interesting. The plane. Where'd it go? Where'd that plane go?
I mean, that was basically my parents sat down to watch it. And then
that was the other one, Chris.
They mentioned it the other week. And then they were like, yeah, just nothing makes sense. Like, you watch the whole documentary and you're like, who knows?
Well, the two theories are that it either landed somewhere in Russia or it either landed in the Indian Ocean.
Those Russians.
Yeah.
Them Russians.
Those Russians hiding in the Indian Ocean.
As Buller took it down.
Waiting to strike.
What's he done? Wait, he's there.
Bless.
But, he's invaded our country.
There's also, over on old Netflix, there's the second half of You. Did you guys already talk about that?
I haven't watched any of it.
Oh, okay.
I also haven't watched any of it yet because we're watching Ted Lasso.
Fair enough. I think Michaela's either watched it or is in the middle of watching it. And like,
I've been seeing that it's good. That's all I know.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. It's fine. It's
so cool. I'll get on that soon.
Yeah. I think that's it for what I've been watching personally. Other than I've been continuing to watch Doctor Who, and it's great.
Amazing.
Yeah,
there you go.
I'm halfway through David Tennant's run.
You've really now chugged along. You've caught up.
Oh yeah, I blasted through the last half of the classics and watching like the best of the different classic Doctors, which was fun.
So now are you watching every episode now?
Now I'm watching every episode of modern Doctor Who, and I'm just getting a huge nostalgia hit now because I have watched up until Capaldi, and I watched a bit of the first Capaldi season, so I'll catch up. Whoa, that's a new development.
Oh, hello.
Sorry, I couldn't help but comment on that. I was not ready for a hat.
I had no idea.
Just because my hair's awful at the moment.
God damn, Tom Baker's in the building.
I know, I'm just putting the hat on. I don't like it.
Don't you?
I can take it off.
No, I reckon it's a look.
Well, howdy.
What's the hat for?
It's not mine.
It's thankfully wide enough that it doesn't look too fedora-y.
Now, fedora's skinnier.
Yeah,
it's not small enough. It's not small enough to be fedora, and it's not too big to be full cowboy.
Yeah.
I just feel like if I had another hat around here, I would have put that on. But
it looks like...
Is that what you've been hunting for? A hat?
No, I this room got so fucking hot that I went and changed from pants to shorts.
Oh wow, nice!
I went and opened the window.
Good work.
It is boiling in here. Actually, I could just do this.
What? Take the hat off and then not be
not
as warm.
Not using these. Just put them on.
No, oh, there you go.
Is draw the headset flat?
They're awful. No, I don't know. I tend to only come into this room for. Why are we talking about this now? I tend to only come into this room for
podcast,
so the earphones really are just kind of here.
Fair enough. Has anyone else been watching anything else? Or
yes. I gotta check my letterbox.
All right.
I did. In my sickness last week, I watched two movies.
Ooh.
Yeah, with the
sickness. I watched Bullet Train first.
Oh.
That was a bit of a hoot. That was a bit of fun.
Nice.
That was a bit of a whirlwind of a watch. I just didn't know really what to expect, and it kept delivering. I thought all the characters were pretty funny. Tangerine and Lemon were my favorites by far.
Everyone's favorites, yes.
And you got to love the fact that he's obsessed with Thomas the Tank Engine and mm-hmm. uses characters to examine people.
You're the diesel.
And then the second one I watched, which Choppy has been quoting since we got on this call.
Well, I've watched it twice this week.
It says the Banshees of Inisherin.
God damn.
It's like slowly coming up the list of my favorite films of last year.
Wow.
It was good. It was very, very good.
It is so funny.
It is.
And the more really I watch it, the funnier I find it.
I the thing is, I feel it's so good in the fact that it's really funny, but some of it just comes off not like it doesn't seem like it should be a funny situation, but just like
the it's line so delivery dry though.
And what they say exactly. What they say and the way they say it. Everyone in this is great. It's such a small cast.
You can't just stop liking a fella. Well, why not? Because it's not very nice.
Nice. I just don't like you anymore.
But you liked me yesterday.
Fucking hell.
I think I heard Alex say those words about 80 times before we started recording the episode.
Oh, yeah, he continuously quoted it.
And then you finally brought up the reference, and I was like, oh, okay, that's from the thing I still need to watch.
I'm not putting the donkey outside when I'm sad.
Do you still watch it with subtitles now that you've seen it so many times?
You have to watch it with subtitles.
I got halfway through. I understood probably about 95% of the words they said, but it was that 5%. I'm like, I just need to know what this last little bit they're saying.
Dominic, Barry Keoghan's character needs subtitles.
Yes, it does. I can say that. When he first appears, what do you think this is for?
What do you think this
is stick
for?
Length away.
It's just like, what do you think this stick with the hooks on for? Hooking things that are length of a stick away?
Oh, God. I highly recommend everyone seeing it. I wish I didn't sleep on it for so long.
Yeah, I kind of feel really bad that I haven't watched it yet now. But it is on Disney Plus, so I can finally watch it.
I just love it when he's like, I'm not putting me donkey with him outside.
I just opened Disney Plus because I was like, I want to find something to watch. And I like scanned Netflix. And it literally opened. It was the first thing that popped up. I'm like, I don't need any other convincing than this.
Yep. Perfect.
Threw it on. And it got me through.
Oh, it's so funny. You used to be nice. Well, did you ever used to be?
And the last thing that it didn't really matter because I wasn't on the episode last week, but I finally watched the last episode of The Last of Us.
The Last of The Last of Us.
Hey,
and Chris has been, Chris has been absolutely waiting for me to watch this episode.
I want to hear.
Look, the first thing is it went by so fast. I paused it to quickly run to the toilet and I was already half an hour through it and I did not feel like I was half an hour through it.
I felt that as well, actually. It was like a 20 minute episode.
Yeah, it was so quick and like I wasn't ready for it to end and for anything. I wanted more. Fire your questions at me because you guys have been waiting for me to watch this episode.
What was your reaction?
Chris and I,
to the the reveal.
As in the reveal that they're just going to kill her?
Yes.
Or just the fact that...
And his choice.
Look, the reveal that they were just, like Marlene was just full on board with, I'll say quote unquote, like pretty much sacrificing her. That made me very sad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very on board with his choices. Fuck that. Like, he is the shit that they've gone through. I would feel so bad if the character just walked out at this point. Like, fuck that. Nah. Him going through and it all being just in like slow motion, not much sound outside of like gunfire and music. It was a great little sequence and
But he just murders.
Yeah, like, he straight up murders. And he's
surrendering.
And it's not like, even like, he doesn't even wait for them to start shooting him at one point. Like, he just goes.
I was full waiting for
that
him
was
to
us, though. We did pop. That.
I was waiting for him to, like, full pop off the nurses in the room because he gets him to turn around.
Mm.
Oh, no, I was waiting for him. Because he's just, like, in that moment, he just, like, he's seeing red.
Yeah.
Nobody's say it. He's getting Ellie, and that's it. I didn't see him. I didn't see the whole thing with him shooting Marlene come. But
that's incredible, man. That is shot for shot the game.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Shot for shot, edit for edit. Like, cutting from her being like, we can still fix this. You still got a choice. And it cuts to him in the car. That's exactly how the game played out.
And it's just like the whole, like, and even like, obviously when you flash back and you see the whole moment, and it's just, and he's just like, you're going to come after her.
Yeah.
It's just.
You just come after her.
Yeah. It's just, and it's the, and then his choice to lie to her to protect her so that she doesn't know that, like, these people that she thought were, you know, safe ultimately wanted to just use her body.
Mm.
Like, because obviously she, like, obviously, realistically, if she would have, she's at that age where she would have made the choice to be like, oh, yeah, I'll go save people and, like, that, like, use my body, but, like, obviously, ultimately, that's would also end her. So,
yeah,
I fall behind it. I think it was it's a very powerful end to the season, and it sort of shows he's come around from just thinking of her as cargo.
Yeah,
to the absolute feeling, like the absolute love he has for her at this point, like enough to try and shoot his way through a hospital to save her.
Mm-hmm. Do you think she knows? Do you think she? She believes him.
You get the feeling that she's very suspicious that it wasn't exactly what he said, because like right at the end of the episode before they get to where Tommy is, they like obviously on top of the mountain, she's like, I'm gonna ask you again, like is that what happened? So like obviously there's that bit of doubt in her.
Also shot for shot,
yeah, line. Again, it's ridiculous.
Line for line.
This is definitely creeped up as one of the best shows I've watched. And I think ultimately, like, as much as I really have wished I played the game, like, especially back, like, way back when it like first came out and stuff, and I wish I'd finished it and the few times I've started it, but I'm glad that, like, I didn't try and, like, rush the game right before the show or anything. Like, I feel like if I had played it ages ago, it would be good, but I'm glad I didn't rush the game right before the show, so I didn't have any of this spoiled.
Yeah.
I think that was great.
I think getting to experience the show like that would have been really cool. So
yeah.
And
so you're gonna play the game.
I'm gonna go back and play the game now.
You're gonna play the second one? Or are you gonna wait for the
second one? I'll play the second one because I think the show's a bit away.
Yeah, season two is a bit far away. They have teased it with a little concept poster with Abby's forearm with a hammer, which is terrifying. It looks very brutal. I think I feel like sales on Last of Us Part 1 and Part 2 are just going to be skyrocketing at the moment.
Yeah, I did see something somewhere that's rumored to be pegged early 2025 for season 2.
Also rumored to be split across two seasons, which is exactly how they should do it.
With the season finished, there's one thing that I saw, obviously, over, like, the last week and stuff, articles-wise, and there's a lot of people complaining that there wasn't enough infected people.
Well, it's not...
And, like, and I totally disagree with that. I think it would have come off too Walking Dead in my eyes if it was just wall-to-wall infected
about
everywhere.
The infected.
Huh?
Like, it's not about the infected.
No.
It's one of those things.
It's about
where...
their story. I think people just like assume it's like this, like people that like haven't played the game or don't know remotely what like it is assumed. It's just like zombie apocalypse almost, sort of thing. But it's ultimately the story about these two and their journey and sort of their whole arc of sort of trusting each other and opening up and stuff.
It's about people and the like human connection and human experience.
And I think it's more about how the like humans in this world have changed, not the infected. Because like obviously you get like the different villages, and like obviously with the last episode you see just like how real like shitty people can be.
Mm.
But then you can also see how good people can be in some of the other episodes. So yeah, I totally disagree with all of those. I'm glad it was in that direction, and I'm really hoping that they don't just... I don't think they will, but I'm hoping they don't take that feedback and just try and cram it with as much infected, because ultimately that's just going to feel like The Walking Dead, and I didn't make it very far through The Walking Dead.
Craig and Neil, they are very much on the reins with it. I think there was a quote, like Neil Druckmann responding to people like saying that, and his response was basically like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
yeah,
I don't
care. If they just stick, they did such a good job of clearly from what you guys have said over the course of the past few weeks of the show, sticking to the source material and just like adding where adding was needed.
Yeah.
Not just for no reason.
Yeah.
So I'm just really hoping they stick with that, and I'll definitely play through the game before the next season comes out anyway.
Nice.
And that's all I've been watching.
John Wick Chapter 4 comes out tomorrow. Chapter 4 comes out tomorrow. I have been watching the John Wick films.
Have you been sad every time poor Lance Reddick has appeared on screen?
Yes, that has been a bit sad.
Yeah,
it is. A bit sad tomorrow.
So yes, I watched John Wick 1 the other night. John Wick 1 is great.
Yep,
it's fantastic. Up. It's awesome. I remember loving John Wick 2 to the point where it was on par with 1, or maybe even a little bit better.
Until your rewatch?
I rewatched it yesterday and today. And I found I loved the opening with the car chase and him getting his car back from the other bad guy. Like, the whole opening of this film was him getting his car back, because they obviously, at the end of the first film, he never got his car back. So the opening is when he's gone to the place where they stored his car, and he's just murdering everyone there. And you get a really good car chase, and you get a really good John Wick action scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the movie's just okay.
Mm.
What's like, the... Some good...
I don't remember the end of number 2.
And that's why that's in when he's in the park and everyone's turning their heads.
Yeah, that's the most iconic part of that.
I love the ending, and I love the beginning.
What is the middle of John Wick 2?
The Italian bloke rocks up and is like, hey, I've got this marker. I helped you get out of this life and an impossible task, and you owe me a debt. I'm now cashing in that, and you have to go kill my sister.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He goes and kills his sister, and then the Italian guy betrays him by being like, well, this guy killed my sister, so now I've got to put a hit out on him.
Yep.
And he gets all the assassins to go out against him. And then he kills the Italian guy at the end in the Continental,
gets membership revoked,
excommunicado. And so the ending's great, where he's running away. Oh, even the fight in the Hall of Mirrors is really good. Mm. That's all great. I just found that the middle chunk was a little bit boring.
Yeah, it was incredibly forgettable.
Yeah. But like, it's still 3.5 out of 5. The opening's great, the ending's great, and the stuff in the middle, it's fine. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's just a little forgettable.
It's not as good as you remember.
Yeah. And I got to watch 3 now, and I'm excited to watch 3. I remember 3 being really good.
I remember 3 being good.
I do remember when, before 3 came out, and like one of the first screenshots we had was Keanu Reeves riding a horse through the street.
John was on a horse.
That was good. Is a Bobby in this?
Someone
appears in this. And then you do get the whole room of knife scene in this.
The room of knife scene is great, and how he constructs an old revolver.
Yeah,
that's pretty great. So I'm excited to watch that again.
I'm excited for tomorrow night.
Apparently, number 4 is like getting the best reviews out of all the sequels.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
It's getting 5 out of 5s. It's getting 10 out of 10s.
Did see a 10 out of 10 pop up.
Yeah, I've seen some 5 out of 5s. It's you know, it's 2 hours and 49 minutes.
Long movie.
So we're in for a long one tomorrow night, Chuppy.
But yeah, man. So it's gonna be.
You guys enjoy that, and you let us know when you want to go see it again.
Yes.
Preferably before next episode, so that we can all talk about it.
Do you remember when this and The Matrix Resurrections were meant to come out on the same day? And The Matrix Resurrections came out in 2021, and now we're just getting this now.
Wow. That's wild. I still haven't seen that movie. I should watch that at some point.
Don't watch it.
No.
Yeah, you can skip it.
One of those movies was bad, and the other one's meant to be very good.
So. Yes. We'll see.
Hoping it's worth the wait, but apparently
Chris will be the judge of that.
Yeah.
Bless. So, well, you can look forward to that review next week on episode 197 of MMT Millennial Movie Talk. But you've just joined us for episode 196 of MMT.
Why are you thinking about next week, silly? Think about the present.
Wrong episode, hey?
Wrong episode, eh?
You can check that out, and you can follow us on your podcast service of choice. Leave a review if you can. Subscribe over there.
If you want.
Then come over to YouTube. Subscribe over here. You can see all our faces. Sorry, in the middle of my lungs giving way.
Then you won't miss an
episode. You can subscribe on YouTube. And then you can like the videos and comment below your opinions on the stuff that we just talked about. Because, you know, everyone loves sharing opinions.
Comment below, let us know.
And then you can, I don't know, recommend the show to a friend if you want.
Give it to a friend.
There's also patreon.com/millennialmovietalk. You can chuck us a buck or two and help support the show. You can add Michael on Facebook.
I'll wear more hats.
I reckon Alex could wear more hats. That could be
every week. He's got to wear a different hat.
I'm gonna go out bush now.
Out bush. And yep. As always,
I'm Alex.
I'm Braden.
I'm Christian.
And I'm Michael.
And we're out of here. Goodbye.
For a sentence, he just
okay. He just there seems to be quite a bit of delay when I talk as well, and you guys answer.
Oh,
all right. Do a test. So I don't know. Just
yeah,
say
it's significant.
Ask us a
it's
question.
Significant.
This is. It's weird to think about the fact that I'm hearing you straight away and responding, but apparently that's taken ages.
Yeah, responding to us straight away.
Okay, what I want is so Chris, you're gonna count from 1 to 4. Alex, you're then gonna pick up the count from 5 to 8, and Chris, you're gonna finish the count 9 to 10.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
It's not incredible. It's not great.
I think we didn't even need to do the counting. You just waiting for the counting was 1, 5.
Oh, yeah. Really?
It was great. It was so good.
It was like, all right, count.